Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Here to ask you a few questions and get you to sense around your ability to really expand and step up. When you get to a spot where you feel like you've given it all, you've got like Scotty in Star Trek, and that you can't give anymore, or you're on your way to something and additional things need to be taken care of, when you're kind of at your, you're kind of fully extended, really giving it your all in what you feel is your all. And then there's more being asked of you at the same time. How can life deliver so much to you that needs to be taken care of at one time? Or you maybe have been envisioning something incredible and you're so in the flow that the flow is coming at you big, and you've got a lot of opportunities at your hands and you at your fingertips, and you don't know how you can sustain it. So that's where overwhelm or feeling of too much comes in, and you just, you know, how do you respond to that? I used to get sick when I would do too much, and when I started thinking about that, it went deeper, and it was a reaction that I would have. Because when you think about it, everybody has the same amount of time. Some people are incredibly engaged every day and run, you know, multiple businesses, and I'm not talking two. Some of the real movers and shakers in the world are operating on such a high level with so much productivity. So I want to propose to you today that you always have another level. And one of the ways you can step into that is knowing that you were born for this life. You are specially designed for whatever is coming towards you in your life. Your life is the only exact like it. And you're getting an opportunity to pick and choose what you want. So, as I alluded to yesterday, multiple times, when I'm ready to take a giant new step, I've got things like my land project are coming up next door, and I get to fill out a storyboard and work on an investor's pitch, and all sorts of other things are coming at me at the same time that I didn't plan on. And I have a couple of choices. One is I get sick, and I am sick. I have COVID. Another choice is I can start passing on things. And in that case, I start to slow my momentum down. And sometimes you get to choose that, and there's nothing wrong with it. But I just want to inform you that you always have the ability to handle it all. You can actually do it all. And it takes mindset. It takes a stepping into your big girl and boy pants. It takes an openness to how it could get done, how you could do it all, and that it's possible. There's a saying, 100% is possible 100% of the time. There's also a saying, you can have the both and. So if you want all of it, if you want it all, you get to step into your master creator energy and your curiosity and your possibility, and ask yourself, how could I have it all? How could I get this done? How could this happen? How could this happen? And you'll start to discover shortcuts. You'll start to discover partners, collaborators, ways that things can get done that you didn't think of before, because you're standing in the question of how can this happen? What's possible here? So you get to choose your game in this life. You get to choose the chapter you're in. You get to choose the speed with which you're going. I'm at the point in my life where I've built up a great base of understanding and knowledge. I can contribute on the highest level that I've ever contributed on at this point in my life, at 57. Sorry, I think I'm 58. So instead of shrinking back now, with all my experience, the game I'm in, that I'm choosing, is to step up. When things get big around me, instead of stepping back, I lean in. And if you haven't been doing that, I want to challenge you to do it. Because when you lean in and you don't make any excuses, you're being, and you don't feel like too much has been put on you. That's when I feel like that's what I call victimhood. And I go back and forth when I get a lot on my plate all of a sudden. I can feel the weight of feeling like why me for a moment, but I've trained myself to just feel that the pressure is getting bigger and start looking around for a resourceful possibility. But the biggest thing, the biggest shifter for me is that I decide to stand in complete responsibility, that I'm the creator here, the co-creator here. And this is my choice, this life and the direction I'm taking it in, my choice. A lot of power there. So if you're a balance and you have victim and you have responsibility, victim, powerful, creator, one on each side. It's natural to dip back and forth as scenarios change. But then which one do you pick? And as in all my coaching, there's no right or wrong to any of your choices. You get to choose. It's your life. You get to take it in your own time, in your own way. You're crafting it. So this week, I'm stepping in. I'm leaning in. And a few times I am wondering what other people are thinking around me that aren't coming in with me. But that's happening very rarely, because once you step into responsibility full scale, they call it level 4 responsibility, where you are responsible for everything, and that's your stand. Everything that happens around you in your life, everything. Once you put your arms out and scoop everything into you, then you stop looking on the outside for blame or shame or excuses. And all that energy that you would have used for those excuses is being used in a creative way to come up with a way where you can step up, you know, just like step up on a step to the next level. You know, like the step's a little high, and you're gonna have to push off to get up. You're gonna create some inertia to get up, and the inertia is taking, standing in your power and stepping into fully into your responsibility, and owning it. And you are here, and if it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to you. You are the one that can pull it off. So that's the coaching for today. More opportunity to think about how you choose to operate on a daily basis, but particularly when you feel like you have gotten a big amount on your shoulders and you're feeling, I would say, overwhelmed. You have a feeling of being overwhelmed. So I hope that supports you today. We're going to continue engaging with this. Have a beautiful day. Sending you love.